There he is, Glenn Campbell, Bob FM. That is music from the movie True Grit.
Oh, yeah. That's a great Glenn Campbell
tune. Glenn Campbell tune, handpicked by John Wayne, right, to play the role of LaBeef?
I think so.
Is that true?
Well, the guy who may know that is on the phone with us. Glenn's longtime band leader, and he's a Minnesota guy. He's one of our guys. He's Jeff Dayton. Jeff's on the phone. Jeff, good morning.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Well, we're doing all right, all things considered. We were just, as you heard Jim talk in there, we were playing a Glenn Campbell song from the True Grit soundtrack. That was good music, and Glenn got the chance to get to know John Wayne pretty well.
Yeah, he did. It was one of those things. He had a TV show back in the late 60s that taped every week, and live studio audience, of course, and there was a girl that came every week to the show, and one week she brought her dad, John Wayne.
Yeah,
and there he is.
And he walked up to Glenn. He said, "You remind me of me." And how'd you like to be in a movie? So I think that's how it happened.
Yeah, that's outstanding. Yeah, I remember, seeing your Glenn Campbell tribute show was one of the most enjoyable shows of the year for me. It was awesome. When did you find out that Glenn was in his final days, and just to kind of take us through the last 4, 5, 6 days from what you've heard and learned?
Well, Glenn was pretty nonverbal at the end, unable to speak, but there were occasions when he would blurt out a sentence that surprised people, and it was so good. His oldest daughter, Debbie, and I are in close touch, and she took him out in the sunshine in Nashville earlier this summer, just a beautiful day, and he turned to her and he said, "Hey, can I have a cigar?" And that's very much Glenn. You know, he just would say what he wanted, and unexpected, but that was, the only sentence he said all day, and it just sort of slid from there. It's tough because, we've known this about Glenn for so long, and the world has known for so long, and it's remarkable how long his strength kept him alive. It's inevitable, but it's still a really, really sad time for all of us, especially those of us who got to ride the trail with him.
Do you have when you first found out, did you have a first Glenn Campbell memory that came to your mind?
When I first heard about him passing?
Yeah.
Well, it probably was the first time we were playing together, and I felt like, well, I was an okay guitar player, but I found out in about 10 seconds how fast I was not. I was all right, but old Glenn, he had it so good. I'll give you a little quick story. We played some county fair in Ohio. It might have been Worcester, Ohio, and I bought a new vintage guitar and brought it out with me, this Telecaster I was so proud of, and I said, "Hey, Glenn, check out this guitar I just bought." And he barely looked at it, and he says, "Well, I figured you would have learned to play the first one."
Oh, there we go. There we go.
Glenn. I mean, Glenn, I hope will be remembered as a supreme song picker. He knew how to find great songs like Wichita Lineman and like the True Grit soundtrack and all the things you guys have talked about him. And I want to thank you and Bob for all the tribute that you've shown him. I just got forwarded an Instagram of Keith Urban this morning, and he put a "Go Rest High on That Mountain, Glenn" on his Instagram, and he's wearing a Glenn Campbell T-shirt at his last show.
That's awesome.
And everybody loved Glenn, and you guys, and everybody listening, you can't help but not know Glenn. And funny guy, human being, he led us right into his hearts. Everybody felt like they knew him. I mean, I'm trying to think of how many stars I felt like I knew up close and personal. I mean, I don't feel that way about Mick Jagger. I don't feel that way about Paul McCartney. But when you think about Glenn, you got to see right to the heart of him. Just something about him.
Yeah. Yeah, from his music to his TV show to his acting, to his concerts. Another thing we saw online was somebody posted, some of his best guitar solos. It's just, yeah, you watch that and you go, the guy's unbelievable.
Yeah, he used to go toe-to-toe with George Benson, and I can guarantee you who won.
Yeah.
you know, everybody, but he was like that. We were over in England one time, and the boys were at a pub in Liverpool, and they brought this young kid named Gary Potter. He's not young anymore, but he's an awesome player, and he was a big aficionado of a jazz player named Django Reinhardt. And so we were sitting in the dressing room jamming with Gary, and Glenn came down the hallway and heard this, and it was pretty soon it was like two dogs sniffing each other, you know. It's like Glenn got a guitar and Gary got it, and they just went toe-to-toe playing all that old jazz. And that's the kind of guy Glenn was. He loved to play, and he loved to challenge another player right at the top level. That's where he wanted to live, and everything he did was there. Yeah, and he sang like that, and he entertained like that. He's just such a great guy to be with, guys.
Yeah. How many years, what were the years that you spent with Glenn?
I started with him in very early in 1987 and went through 2002, which I think were great years because it was a level time for him. He was married to Kim, and he had three young children, Cal, Shannon, and Ashley. Ashley's the banjo player that everyone's familiar with today.
Sure.
And, she's been in Minnesota with her mom doing appearances for Alzheimer's. And I know she played the state fair the year after we did.
Nice.
And, we got some great years together. I mean, gosh, we played the White House and the Today Show and played the White House twice, in fact.
Is Ashley the one who did that song, Remembering, is that the one she wrote?
Yeah, that's his youngest daughter, Ashley. Okay. She was about one when I joined his band.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool stuff. Are you going to be, when you coming back to town, Jeff, and do you have a date where we could perhaps see your Glenn Campbell tribute show that you and the guys do?
Well, we've got a date at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater, November of 2018, and I'm talking to Le Musique up there in St. Michael, and we're looking for something in the early spring. So,
okay.
I think if I could do something any sooner, I would, but, you know, it's just, I don't, my next show doing Glenn's music is down in Colorado, New Mexico, and Phoenix. I've got a little mini tour out there. I'm not sure how I'm going to do on the first one.
Yeah.
I've been keeping it pretty walled up, but the seams are starting to pop, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. No, I can't.
Well, his music's in demand if you look at the download numbers and everything over the last few days. So his music has always been in demand, but now tremendous demand for that. So people are going to want to be a part of those shows, no doubt.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I would think so.
Any word on a funeral or any kind of a public memorial?
No, I've not. I've been in touch with some folks, but haven't heard anything as far as final arrangements. You know, probably there are a number of places they could happen. I'm in Arkansas, where his family's from, in Nashville, where Kim and the kids live, and then in Phoenix, where his daughter Debbie and the rest of a lot of the kids are out west in L.A. and Phoenix. So
yeah.
Hard to say, but I know the world will be grieving with the family. You know, he's just an amazing guy, and if you think about the people that are stars today, like Keith Urban, I mean, I'll never forget Keith Urban walking up to us in Nashville. We were playing the arena, and he was just this humble little kid. He said, "Man, I meet Mr. Campbell," and he was unknown almost. I mean, he had the ranch, and they had done a couple of things like that, but. Man, you know, Keith loved Glenn for a reason. Glenn was just a supreme player and a supreme singer, and everybody wanted to be like him. Steve Warner, Brian White, I mean, all these guys. Ricky Skaggs and Vince Gill came around with their hats in their hand. You know, I mean, great players that respected Glenn for being one of the greatest.
Yeah, so cool.
Yeah.
Well, you hang together there, my friend, and we're thankful for your time. I know you've been doing a lot of interviews the last day or so or two, and we appreciate your time. Always good to have you on with us here at Bob, and we'll hopefully see you sooner rather than later, Jeff. That's Jeff Dayton, who is a Minnesota guy and toured, as you mentioned, for 15 years as Glenn Campbell's band leader, and is with Heavy Heart today. Mm-hmm.
Well, for many people, the music of Glenn Campbell is the soundtrack. Mm-hmm. Of their youth or their, I mean, the music was always there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's other artists like that, but Glenn Campbell, for many people, it was.
When his show hit the air in 1968, I was 10 years old. I remember vividly watching it all the time.
You had good times.
Yeah.
Good times with the Good Time Hour.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why they called it the Good Time Hour.
That is so correct.
Good times.